Welcome back to Chat Chit, where love is in the water.
Is it?
There's something in the water supply.
We're still recovering from Valentine's Day.
Like physically or mentally?
Both.
I saw the funniest TikTok this week, Valentine's themed, very on brand, from Rag Week in Galway.
I can imagine the chaos of it already.
A lad proposing to a girl in a full chipper at Rag Week in Galway, and these girls are recording it, and they're like, oh my god, no fucking way.
Was it a real proposal?
I think so.
I think that's kind of my dream. Proposal in the chippers, that's funny.
It's funny, but...
That is so memorable.
I'll play the TikTok after because it is interesting.
I bet you I know the chipper. It's definitely that one across from Rushing Dove.
Do you reckon?
Where the whole place is full after a night out.
Yeah, a little part of me was watching it being like, if somebody proposed to be in the chipper, I'd actually kind of have a bit of a crack out of it. But this chipper looked particularly manky and full of teen youths.
I think that's really romantic.
Do you reckon that's where Joe proposed to Big Taylor Swift?
Do we know if they definitely... Are they definitely engaged?
I'm putting money on yes.
I thought they got engaged like a year ago.
Okay, yeah, but I definitely think they're engaged now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I thought they might be married already.
Yeah, maybe. But look, it's just further proof that our list is coming true.
Yeah, I actually, speaking of TikTok, seen a very funny one. You're going to have to remind me of it. And I so agree with it. It was this girl saying, enough with the soft launch. We only hard launch things from now on. And she's like, you won't see a man's hand on my Instagram story. You will see a 10-year anniversary post. I just was like, yes. So we're going to be talking about couple icks this week. And let's just start with that one.
Soft launch.
Soft launch.
Yeah, I do find the soft launch rather pointless. I really do believe that people... think too much what other people think about their social media.
Yeah.
And your partner will not add fun things to your social media. If anything, they'll take away from your social media.
I don't care enough about anyone to want hints. I want a creep. Tag them. And stop doing that shit. That weird thing where... Don't people do it where they like tag some like, oh no, you don't.
Oh, no, that is genuinely psychotic.
It's like, no, I want to have a creep. Who are you going out with? Who are they? Are they a DJ?
That's some sort of insane insecurity where women are like, oh no, you don't. Look at my boyfriend.
Everyone wants horrific. My man. Yeah.
That's really also weird. So cheeky to assume that everyone has the same taste as you and your white boy DJ that you're going out with this month.
Yeah. I find it really weird. But like, I'm such a fan of the hard launch. Like, hard fucking launch them to the moon. Like, I'm sick of... hands are like two glasses on the table. Oh, I think that's probably why men are scared of me though, because they know how hard they'd be launched.
The launch, you literally launched them to the moon.
Here's my man who I love.
One year, I just don't know. I really don't know how to do like anniversary posting, because I definitely feel a pressure to post that Matt's still here, because after the pandemic, multiple people asked me, were we still together, really awkwardly.
Oh my god,
because I just don't really post that much on social media. One year I made him sign a fake contract, and I did a photo series of me holding a knife to him as he signed a contract.
Oh, I think I remember
and
this.
And I was like,
yes.
That was the most fun I've ever had with this. And I'm like, I have no creative juice left. I just want everyone to know he's still here. We're still
going.
Yeah, his launch has been hard, but, you know... Ultimately.
Yeah, 2022, death to the soft launch. We're done with it.
If men's hands aren't interesting.
No, unless they have like a million rings, but I still want to
unless
see
they're
face.
Wearing really nice nail varnish, actually. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, but there better be a carousel pose and his face better be in the second picture.
Yeah, and he better be tagged.
Yeah, he better be tagged as well. Don't make me go to your followers.
Oh, no. I actually...
Because I will.
Yeah. Such a thread. But yeah, death to that. Anyone considering a hard launch, go for it.
Yeah, we're in big support. Do you have any couple icks? I think we've actually plenty. Bear in mind though, we're not like anti-Valentine's or anything. We just enjoy this topic.
So one of my icks is the phrase partner in crime.
Oh, I hate that.
Because it's always said by people who have no... even iota of a criminal record.
They've never even committed mischief.
Yeah, mischief is beyond the realm of possibility for them. And I'm always like, what do you consider crime? Like
ordering two margaritas for themselves.
Ooh, so cheeky!
Ooh, so crazy!
But yeah, no, that phrase, it's always said by the most white bread couples. And I'm so sorry, but I'm like, no. I'd rather you say best friend, which is also cringe, but also...
That is the next thing on my list.
Yeah.
My biggest couple ick. Is people calling their fella, who they've probably been with for like 6 months, their best friend. All I can think about is their actual best friend sitting around reading that caption, being like, fucking who? Who?
I've known you since you were in first class, you little bitch.
Yeah, do you know, I can't stand that. Oh, it just makes me cringe a lot as well. Like, of course your like fella can be your best friend, but they can't really be your best friend. You don't, I guarantee you, even if you're married 50 years, there's things you don't tell your husband that you tell the girlies.
Oh my god, totally agree.
So like, he's not your best friend.
Yeah, I would consider, like, Matt's been on the scene for quite some time. We were very good friends before we went out.
Yeah.
He's a very good friend of mine.
Matt knows half the things I know.
Matt doesn't listen to the podcast, so we're allowed. But no, I was just like, I don't mind if you say it to somebody in private.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh my god, you're my best friend, and you give them an okay. That's lovely.
Yeah, because
like,
we don't have to witness that, and we'll never know that that has happened.
If it has to go on social media, that's where it's really bad. I'm like, no! No!
Even the thoughts of that actually make me feel mad.
Sorry, Ali's going to take a bomb break, everybody.
I hate it so much.
I think something worse than that.
There's nothing worse.
Wearing
than that.
Matching clothes.
Oh, I like that, actually.
No, I think there's a subtle way to do it.
Yeah.
Like the Maud Apatow and your man.
Oh, Fexy.
Yeah, they're quite cute when they wear semi-matching clothes, like a matching pattern.
Yeah.
Although it was a bit much, but it was fine.
I loved it.
I hate, like, the Christian Girl Autumn version of that, where it's like, we are wearing almost the exact same thing.
Ah, yeah, but that's, like, rustic American, you know. We don't have that here.
Maybe just Christian girls scare me. Like, Christian girls.
Oh, yeah, the boots and the blue jeans and the cream jumpers.
And a little hat to show that you're a real woman.
With the bobble.
Yeah, real country woman.
Country woman. I don't know, I actually, there's a couple I follow on Instagram. I can't for the life of me think of what, but they share the account, and their fashion account, and... Oh my god, they just dress so cool. And it's always like really big, like monochrome pattern. Like, then there'd be all patterns. And then, like, yeah, they're just like full of colour and really cool. Like, I'll find out what the username is. But I didn't realise they were a couple for so long. I thought they were just two friends. They're not like super coupley on it. But I followed them for ages and then realised they were a couple. But all their outfits are coordinated. The whole thing, they go to like fashion week and all.
Mad. I believe in coordinating aesthetics with the girlies and not with your partner.
I think they do both.
What if they don't match your vibe? Then you're in trouble.
I don't think you could ever love someone who dressed badly.
I have a friend who buys almost all of her fella's clothes, like, and has a real like thing about wanting to buy her fella's clothes and like wanting to put them to dress a certain way. And I totally understand it, but wouldn't be me, girls. That's too much effort to put into a man.
Nah, it would just have to be innate. They'd have to know how to dress. I'm not someone's mother.
I'm not your ma.
I'm not your ma.
Oh, stop. There has been a couple of engagements recently there. Simone Biles got engaged.
I've seen that, yeah. Oh my god, mad. Is she not like 12? I thought she was really young.
No. I think she's, well, maybe she's like verging on the Christian Girl Autumn vibe of like getting engaged in 19.
Yeah, Americans are mad.
But I don't know. I couldn't say yes. Like, the ick for me is the Valentine's Day proposal and the Christmas proposal.
I can do New Year's to an extent. I didn't think I could before, but now I think it's actually kind of nice, as long as it's not public.
Okay.
I say this as if someone's ready to get engaged to me.
I had a
Christmas awful, bad. No, there's too much else going on.
You've got turkey to cook, stop getting down your knees.
Yeah, also just like, I love attention. I don't want to...
I'm not sharing that with the baby Jesus.
I don't want to go up against Christmas.
I had a bit of a rant on, like, last Christmas at home over a couple of glasses of wine, being like, Christmas proposals are actually manky, like, it just makes no sense, it's so like overrated, blah blah blah. And I went off for maybe 4 minutes and my mother said, me and your father got engaged on Christmas Eve.
I think mine did as well.
She's like, no,
yeah, mine were Christmas. No! Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just
wrong.
It's just not for me, guys.
I think it's kind of Irish as well. I think that the Christmas period is very, like, I don't know, cozy. Everyone's back home.
Everyone's wearing big jumpers.
They lose the run of themselves a little bit with all the Baileys.
And they decide to get down on their knees.
Yeah, Baileys responsible for all Irish engagements. What else do I have? My next one. What is the best one on my list, actually? What one do I agree with most here? Okay, I think it is, yeah. Couple of trips to Amsterdam.
So specific!
Yeah.
Why?
Seeing couples go to Amsterdam made me not bother going there. Until very recently, because I just felt like I'd seen the whole thing. I'd seen every couple I know on every single bridge. I'd seen them on that fucking swing. I'd seen them in the Heineken place. I'd seen them outside Anne Frank's house. I'd seen it all. With couples in destroying the picture.
Oh, rats. Absolutely. Yeah, rats.
I don't know. Couples kind of ruined Amsterdam for me. No, none of it was a surprise. I'd already seen the city. Fuck you, Ryanair.
That's hilarious.
But do you not remember, like, it was probably just before the pandemic or even a little bit before that where Amsterdam got really trendy, but for couples.
Yeah, now you mentioned I have a couple of memories of some couples I know.
But it is always, as you described earlier, it's always the most white bread couple you can think of who go over and think they're fucking mad for smoking a joint. Absolutely mad. They'll put up a picture of the story with their hands with the joint between their fingers.
And there's literally nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it.
With also, like, not being into that culture and trying it for the first time and thinking it's exciting.
Yeah.
But it's just not for the Insta, is it?
No, I just go somewhere else.
Dubrovnik, lads. We're all going to Dubrovnik.
I'd actually love to go there.
Yeah, I'd love an El Sun holiday.
Yeah. But I associate, like, certain cities in Europe with certain types of couples. So I associate, like, Amsterdam with, like, couples from home who are probably going to get married.
Yeah.
I associate, like, Lisbon with people who, like, wear parkas and sit outside the arts block in Trinity. I associate, like, Berlin with, like, NCAD couples who've shaved their heads.
And they've also only been going out for, like, 3 days.
Yeah. Like, there's certain cities I associate with certain kind of couples.
True. And then Paris is the ick couple.
Don't they say if you go to Paris, you break up? Isn't that whole thing the Paris curse or something?
That's why me and Ali are going to stop doing chat shit after we go to Paris.
Yeah, we're going to Paris in 2 weeks and you'll never get another episode of this again.
Yeah. Enjoy it while last.
Live from Paris.
Us smoking a joint in Paris. Taking pictures on every bridge.
Yeah, that'll be us. What else do I have here now on my list? I've actually loads. Oh, here's a big one. Not stopping holding hands on a narrow road.
Horrific. You're not going to keel over.
Do you know when you're trying to walk past someone and, you're trying to, like, get around them or they're walking towards you and you end up having to walk on the road just because you're a single woman? You could get hit by a truck. Maybe you'd want to, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see that.
Oh, so bad. Like, can you just, like, stop touching each other for, like, literally 2 seconds.
Also, sometimes holding hands is, like, nice. Sometimes holding hands is really weird. Like, that person's just, like, I think I once saw an accident with someone's hand and I saw the inside of what a hand looked like. And ever since then I'm just like, I don't particularly understand why you want to hold this meat sack full of bones.
I think holding hands is really cute. Just don't get my way.
I find it really, really annoying when couples do that thing on paths where he, like, pushes the back of her back. Like, he, like, pushes her around to, like, if the path narrows. Does this make sense?
Oh, I don't mind that.
I mind that, but I don't mind it in other contexts. But when it's done as a direction, I'm like, no thanks.
Oh, yeah, like, move out of the way. Like,
No.
That's, you see that a lot actually in pubs, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm like, but it's also sometimes not couples. It's just men who want to touch people's backs.
Yeah, R.I.P. What else have we got? Sorry, my list is locked here now.
Just like you will be later on, am I right?
Yup. Oh, here's a good one. Some of these, by the way, shout out to our friends Tim and Jen. They helped me put this list together. The man not being fun in straight couples.
Oh, unfortunately.
Specifically in straight couples.
Very, very fucking regular.
I think it's in like 90% of couples.
That the man is less fun.
The man is less fun. Or not fun.
That's a sad reality.
It's a sad reality. Like, it's just tragic.
Especially because usually those women are the most bouncy, gorgeous, stunning legends. And you're like, oh, and you've chosen Stephen from Galway with his bootcut jeans.
yeah, literally.
You're like, oh, okay.
And then this ties into another one where, like, where you can't have one without the other. It's such an
No, I hate that.
Do you know, like, where you just want to hang out with, like, one of the girls and they have to bring along the partner?
No. No matter how nice the partner is, it's still a no.
Yeah, it just feels like you can't really have open conversation.
Yeah.
Not that you're going to be bitching about them, but just like they mightn't be as, like, caught up on everyone else's lives there as, like, the rest of the group. So you can't just talk. You have to explain everything that you're talking about.
Yeah, I find this particularly a thing with, like, friends from home who then date a guy who's from not there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, we can't really tell Sean from Fermanagh all about this girl we went to secondary school with who's pregnant now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, because they
you don't want to bore them, and you don't want to come across like a real stereotypical girl who's just talking and catching up with their
and
friends.
And you don't want to block them out either, because you feel kind of rude, but like, what else are you meant to do? Like,
I am 100% the girl who talks to the partner while the other girls have a bit of a goss, because I'm like, ultimately I probably forget some people from like when I was younger. But also I was like, I feel so bad, because I've been in that situation in reverse so many times.
Yeah, where you're the fucking oddball of the group.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here listening about like Malachi who did a load of cocaine or something, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't know this man. Yeah. This story is not fun.
I don't know Malachi, and I don't know what cocaine is.
I don't know of cocaine. Oh, stop. No, I'm just not for that.
Another one, fighting over a bill. I hate it. It's such an ick. Just let the man pay.
Chink.
Yeah. If someone's offering to pay for something for me, I'm letting them.
Yeah. That's never been an issue for me. I'm a big bill splitter.
Cool.
But also sometimes I do the thing where I'm just like, I'll get this and you get the next thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is just grand. It's just the way to live your life.
It's so, in my old workplace, where we would have lots of couples on dates.
No.
It would just be a constant thing. And this, like, wasn't a restaurant. So, like, people would be, like, standing in front of you, fighting over who's paying for something. You're just like, there's a cue.
Move.
There's a cue. Can one of you just tap your card there? No, thanks.
Oh, no.
And it's just, and it's, like, so performative as well. It's not even, like, they
no, it is full, like, what you call it? Remember that scene in Father Ted where Mrs. Doyle is like, I'm paying and you're paying. Oh yeah,
it's my fatal flaw. I've never seen Father Ted.
That's not fatal. That's kind of iconic. But yeah, like it's like a very much an Irish thing to do as well, I think.
Oh my god, yeah. You don't really see it as much other places, and if it is, it's kind of just like, oh no, I'll pay. No, I'll pay. Okay. Whereas here, it's like an actual bit of a scrap. I just find it so cringy. I'm just like, what do you want? You just fucking pay for it.
Move on.
I've been paid €10 an hour to deal with this shit. Cop on. I hate it.
bit of a weird one, but. What is your thoughts on people pulling out chairs? It's such a masculine, feminine thing, where the man pulls out a chair for the woman at a restaurant.
There's part of me that's like, I think it's kind of nice. But then if it was done on me, I think I'd get sick.
Yeah, there's a really weird fine line where men being gentlemanly is either like a part of their personality or it's a performative thing.
Yeah, if you know it's actually just them as a person, they're polite.
And it's so, fine. It's actually really nice if they're just like a polite man.
That's it. Yeah, you're right.
But there's this really weird thing where some men try to do it and you can tell that they don't normally
do it. It's
like
they have a guidebook in their pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's a red flag. You can you just feel it off them whether or not it's something they're actually comfortable doing.
Yeah, I hate that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not a total like. And loads of those like classically like gentlemanly things, it's the same again. It's like if I feel like it's genuine, I don't think it's icky.
Yeah.
But, you just know by certain people, though.
do you have any more icks, actually? Because I have a serious ick, but it's related to something I watched.
Not really. Like, there's a couple more, but they all kind of overlap with the ones I've already done.
Right. Because my big ick is everything, every single thing about Shane from Love is Blind.
I've only watched a bit of the first episode. He seems like a melt, though.
He gets
Is this
worse
the one there's
the
Shane
second.
And Shayna? Yeah, he's a melt.
I've watched 4 of the available 5 episodes at the moment.
Okay.
I suggested to watch them to Matt as a joke, and now he won't let me watch them without him, which is why I haven't watched all 5. <'Cause>
oh my god,
so
gas.
But the couples on this season are chaos.
Oh, was it you who was telling that I didn't watch season 1?
Yeah.
So, guys, I didn't watch season 1, and I started watching this second season because everyone was talking about it. I didn't realise, I thought, like, the whole show is that they talk for ages, and then they, like, start proposing at the end of it. No.
No.
This, like, this proposal's from the get-go.
So, they're in the pod jokes, and they can talk to whoever they want for, I don't know if it's, like, 2 weeks or something, but it translates to about 3 episodes.
Yeah, okay.
And then any of the couples who did get engaged go off to Mexico on... like an engagement holiday.
Class. I didn't know that.
So they have to like move into a suite together and get to know each other.
So you watch the engagement stage as well.
Yeah, so you get to when they propose, they can then meet each other.
Okay.
Face to face. And some of them work out really well. Okay. And some of them work out really badly. But, like, the amount of chopping and changing.
Between the couples?
Between, like, their opinions. Like, one minute they'd be like, oh my god, I can't wait to have your babies. I don't want to give you too many spoilers. But then the next minute they're like, oh my god, she said the same thing back to me and now I feel the ick. And you're like, whoa. This is just proving that people are trash.
Would you go on it?
I think that from the last season, I probably would go on it. I think it's a really interesting social experiment.
Yeah.
I think if we did it in Ireland, it would not work because we'd just spend the whole fucking time trying to figure out who knows who.
Who knows who, yeah.
But I wonder what it would be like going over to America with an Irish accent on it. I feel like people would think we're leprechauns. Like,
yeah. Full on. I think you'd be very popular, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I would go on it.
I don't think I would... Actually get married.
Yeah, I don't think I would actually get that engaged. But I like the idea of it. I think it's funny. I would really like... Was it you I was having this conversation before where I was like, I wonder what it would be like if everyone was blind. Like, how the whole world would work if you just couldn't see people.
That sounds like a conversation we probably had, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is a conversation I've had, like, very drunk. But, do you know, like, just, like, how different would the world be? Like, obviously, looks have such a massive play into, like, power and everything. So I wonder what it would be like if you couldn't see what people looked like. If everyone couldn't see what everyone looked like. So I find that so interesting about it. So I would love to see how I play out without people seeing me.
It's also such a funny show because, like, you think that it might say something about, like, drastic bodies. But everyone in that...
They're all completely normal looking.
Really good looking, normal people.
Yeah.
They're just some of the mad personalities. So from the last season, there's actually... I think there's at least two couples who are still married.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And so the next couple of episodes that come out, it gets even meatier. Because the couples who stay engaged after the holiday, which the last season wasn't all of them, go off to each other's families and stuff, and they, like, meet their families, they see what their life is like, and see if they think that they'd actually be compatible.
Oh my god.
And I remember in the last season, it was quite strange, there was an interracial couple, and the woman, who was black, her dad didn't really approve that she was, engaged to a white person.
Okay.
And there was a little bit of conflict there. But they're, like, the strongest couple out of the whole of them, and they're still engaged. They're still married, like, and they have a house together.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah, and, like, it's fascinating because obviously those things don't come into play when you can't see them. But they might, and you might think, oh, I don't really have much of a bias.
Mm.
But until you don't see it, you don't know.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah.
See, I think I'm fairly shallow. So I think if they came out and they were fuck ugly, I'd run.
I'm just so terrified that this Shane is still on the scene. Like, I don't understand. Like, the
woman... Well, I've only seen a little bit of him, but he just kind of seems like a frat boy.
Absolute frat boy. Yeah. He says weird things about people's appearances. Oh. There's like a really funny clip going around that's like, I don't care about, like, what she looks like, I'm gonna marry her, but if she didn't have front fucking tooth, that would be the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And, like, you just can't get with a girl who doesn't have a tooth. And, like, went off. So he, like, started the sentence in one place and ended it the exact opposite place.
But Shane, that's so fixable.
he's an embodiment of the ick. And multiple women in the pod stages were, like, fawning over him.
Yeah, and I was like, that's sorry. As far as I've seen, like, yeah.
Sorry, what is happening?
I like them.
Just you wait, it gets more carnage. I don't want to spoil anything for you because my jaw, like, walloped off the table. I was, like, it was dropping that much.
Gas. I seen up as far as, is it Nick proposing to that girl?
Okay, yes, yeah, that's the first proposal.
Yeah, that's as far as I saw.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think it's a really good show. I think it's a really good concept for a show.
Okay, gas.
Yeah.
I watched The People's Boyfriend this week in The King of Staten Island.
Oh, The People's Boyfriend, Senor Davidson.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so
Senor Davidson.
Can we just take a minute? We literally talked about Julia and Ye for a hot minute, and then they broke up. Iconic.
I was Josh Safdie's muse in Uncut Gems.
I'm obsessed with that interview. I got really into Call Her Daddy. Basically, in the time between the recording of the last episode and this recording, Matt had COVID again, lol. So I was isolating. And I got really into Call Her Daddy, actually.
I've never listened to it. Yeah, I've seen clips on TikTok.
I really enjoy the interviews. I think the interviews are really, really well done. Because I watched that video before it was a meme.
Yeah,
and
same.
I just, like, watched it and I was, like, watching... I watched the whole... Because it's all, like, a video on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is really interesting. She seems quite... I'm curious about what she's going to do in her life. Especially since you mentioned how she's like trying to transition more into art.
No, she's a performance artist. Like.
Yeah, I'm like that. This could be. She's the big Marina now.
Yeah, fascinating. But yeah, watched our the public's boyfriend Pete Davidson.
Get him on Call Her Daddy.
In oh my god, please.
We'll call him Daddy, wouldn't we?
He was on the King of Staten Island. He's like one of the writers on it. I think it's kind of about his life. And it's so good. Maude Apatow is in it. Her dad directed it.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, she's the biggest. It's so funny. People are only realizing now that she's like the biggest nepotism baby ever. Leslie Mann is her ma. You know, of course she's going to be in Euphoria and all this other shit. Pauline Chalamet is in it.
Oh,
she's a very small character. But yeah, there's loads of heads in it, and it's great. It's so, so good.
Okay, and how long? Like, it's about.
It's like 2 hours.
And it's about, like, in it, his dad dies in 9/11, isn't that?
Well, in real life, his dad dies in 9/11, but in this, it's kind of just. It's not 9/11, it's like it is a fire, but it's just. Okay. Yeah, he's still a fireman. But it's kind of about, yeah, the aftermath of that, and then. His whole life, he sort of is like, why would people work in that sort of job? It just ruins families. But then he sort of falls in with the firemen and realizes all the other work that they do and why they do it. It's really like, it's really funny, but it's also like really heartwarming and like nice. And they're all great. He's such a good actor. Do you know what I mean? Like some of the SNL heads, you're just like, ah, he's funny, but can he really act?
Yeah,
he's a really good actor.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. I must add to this.
Like, obviously, he's playing himself, but like. He's good in it. Also, your one, Belle Powley, is in it. Do you know she's going out with, oh my god, what is his name? He's beautiful. He's in the Riot Club. Douglas Booth.
Oh.
I think they're still going out anyways. But she's in it. And she kind of plays, like, his on-off kind of gal. And she has, like, the biggest Staten Island accent in it. Like, so, I don't even know if it's accurate, but it's very strong. And she's great. Yeah, it's really good. I would recommend watching it.
Okay, good.
Because I'd heard of it ages ago, but just never got around to actually.
Right.
Sitting down and viewing, but it's great.
I've also been watching some New York trash this week. Inventing Anna on Netflix.
Did you see the thing where the real Anna Delvey is friends with Julia Fox? They comment on each other's Instagrams.
Interesting.
Of course they're friends. Yeah.
Yeah, I was really, really excited for this show to come out.
So like, let's explain it first in case people don't know.
So it's about this, it follows the story of Anna Delvey, who is a fake heiress. She moved to America, basically wanted to start her own business, and she conned
everyone.
Loads of bankers, loads of minor celebrities, hotels. She was basically just an absolute fraud.
Yeah, she was like a false socialite.
Yeah, well, she wasn't a socialite, she just had no money.
Yeah, she didn't have the money to back it up.
I have been fascinated with her for years. I remember reading those articles back in the day, and I have the book My Friend Anna by Rachel Deloach Williams, which is from the point of view of one of the friends that she royally scammed.
Oh my god.
And watching this, I was so excited for it, and I'm a bit disappointed.
Interesting. So I was watching it literally just before I came here, so I've not finished the first episode. I think the script is weak. I think that the score is terrible, but I think it's filmed really nicely.
Yeah.
I think because it's real, like, I don't know, real happy family score. It's like, you'll know what I mean when you're watching it. Like, the music just doesn't fit the story in, like, an intense way.
I think some of the editing is really cheesy. It's very much like, let's make this about social media. And I'm like, no, don't do this.
And just some of the script, like, some of it's just a bit cringe.
I think that they've really, like, this is the first time I've looked at something from Shondaland and said that they've bitten off more than they can chew. Mm. Because this story is real and it's so unbelievable, there's very little to cling to in the narrative. Because they've made up this character who's like a fake, the journalist isn't like a real person, quote unquote.
Mm.
And they've added so much drama to her life and you're like, why am I watching you?
Yeah, there's so much about the journalist.
And then she also has the lawyer, and you're like, why am I supposed to care about you, Mr. Lawyer Man?
I also don't know why they didn't make it a movie. I think it would work better as a movie.
It's a bit too long. I think there's some great performances in it. Mm. I think the casting of Casey Jukes as I'm actually totally drawing a blank here.
Who's Casey Jukes?
Casey Jukes is the person, the fitness trainer.
Ah, okay. I've only seen a bit of her. Yeah.
And it's, oh my god. I'm having a brain fart.
What are you trying to say?
Laverne Cox. That's who plays Casey Jukes.
Ah, okay.
And I think that's real genius casting. It's really interesting.
She's a great actor as well, yeah.
Oh, she's so cool. But some of it, I'm just like, this feels like there's nothing to cling to here. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a bit too much.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. The edit is really strange.
I'm now on episode 8.
And oh my god, you're really far into it.
And I might just not watch the rest of it because the start of episode 8 is just incredibly bad.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why someone, like, no offense to Shondaland, but I don't know why someone bigger didn't pick up this story and make a movie out of it because it's so interesting.
I think there's probably a lot of stuff with rights buying and all this sort of stuff.
Maybe.
Because they bought the rights to the specific story that was published in a newspaper article.
And worked off that.
Yeah, so it, I think it also makes Rachel Deloach look really bad. Mm. But it's because they couldn't use her account because they didn't buy her story.
Do they go back as the episodes go on and show you clips from Anna in action?
Yeah, so each episode kind of is framed by a person in Anna's life a little bit.
Okay, cool.
But I'm finding the framing a little weak in places because it still has to focus on the bloody journalist. Mm. So no matter what you're doing, you don't get to dig in 100% because you're digging in through the lens of this pregnant lady who's so stressed. And you're like, this...
It'd be far more interesting if it was just from Anna's perspective, I think.
Well, see, I think they couldn't obviously do it from Anna's perspective because she's so all over the place and you can't trust anything she says.
I know.
But I think all of the friends involved and all the people that they interview are all such reliable witnesses that it would be interesting to just not have the journalists and have each section told from a point of view.
Just every episode totally separate, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
But I don't know. I think that this is just so much press about it. Every newspaper, it's in every article. And I'm like, who paid for this?
Yeah, it's just not as good as it should be.
Yeah, there was a real opportunity and I think they missed the mark.
They fucked it.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Anna. Where is she now? Do we know where she is now?
Prison.
Is she still in prison?
Yeah.
Oh, raging for her.
Yeah.
From what I know, I think... Fair play.
So far, yeah.
I don't know the ins and outs, but like, scam the rich, good for her.
Yeah, a little part of me enjoys a good scam.
Yeah.
Have you been keeping up with the Elizabeth Holmes scam drama?
No, what's that?
Oh my god, this might be a whole other episode about Theranos, and she was like a fake Steve Jobs-esque CEO of a company that was like a total lie.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my god, we've got to do a whole episode on women doing scams.
No, I love a good scammer story. Oh my god, let's talk about Tinder Swindler.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Okay, don't bother watching it then. Have we spoke about it yet? I don't think we have. No, we haven't. So I didn't actually finish it. If you haven't watched it, don't. It is about this guy,
right.
Tinder Swindler, who talks to women on Tinder, basically, you know, convinces them that he's rich by, like, on the first day of meeting them, is like, come on my private jet. And then, from there on out, starts to, like, ask for money from them. Mm. For, like, crazy... these women... Like, sorry to not take the woman's side, but they were fucking dumb. Like, send me 10,000 quid. The people are after me. Fuck Gosh. Off. Don't give me the ick.
No.
Imagine a man... They're after me. Who's after you, weirdo?
Yeah, I don't think that would fly on Irish TikTok.
No, I don't...
Or not Irish,
Irish
Tinder.
Tinder. Yeah, just, like, bizarre. And, like, he would be using the money from one woman to go hang out with another woman and then using her money to go hang out with someone else. And it would be constantly, it would be the same pictures. It would be a picture of his bodyguard after getting attacked and being like, I need money to go into hiding. I can't use my credit card. Can I use yours? This Norwegian gal rocked up, I'd say, about £1 million in, like, loans from 9 different banks.
What?
Like,
and is he still out there? Like, is he grand?
I think he's out there. Yeah, I didn't finish it, but as far as I know, he's still out there.
Mad.
Poor
Anna's up in jail.
Poor Anna's up in jail. Yeah, we only like female scammers.
Yeah, if a man tried to scam me, I would want the electric chair to be taken out. But if a woman scammed me, I'd probably be like, I mean, she's girl boss.
If a woman scammed me, I'd be like, yeah, it was my own fault.
So you wouldn't recommend Tinder Swindler either?
It's shite, no.
Get better at scamming movies, people.
Yeah, look up. No, it wasn't even that it was like done, but it's actually made quite well. But I just got so frustrated at how stupid everyone was being.
Yeah, that's me every day.
Unless, like, I don't know, maybe they didn't explain their side of the story well, and maybe there was more of a reason for them to believe them. Like, if someone... And also, just stupid things. Like, people's friends are dumb. Like, the first girl... she meets up with this guy, like the Tinder Swindler, for lunch in a Four Seasons hotel. Great, yeah. Anyone can fucking walk into a hotel and sit there and have lunch. So he might even be staying there. Mm-hmm. Use your brain, girly. So she goes, does that.
Pink thoughts.
And then while she's there, he's like, come to, I can't remember where they go, but he's like, come to wherever on my private jet with me right now.
And she texts... No, I have a life.
Yeah, but she also like texts the group chat, and all the girls in the group chat are like, oh my God, amazing. Have fun. That's so cool. Imagine me texting you. You'd all be like, Ali, that sounds like kidnap.
Like, yeah.
Like, I just...
It does sound like human trafficking.
Yeah, like, how does that float in other group chats? Like, that sounds like sex trafficking from the get-go. So I don't know why people do... Like, I don't know, maybe some people are so materialistic that it does sound appealing.
Maybe. Like, maybe.
Oh, it's, yeah, I just got really frustrated watching it, because I was like, how could you fall for this? How could you fall for it? It's just so silly.
You've never sounded more like a mom who's stressed out about something. How could you fall
for this? I was so stressed for the girls, like...
Yeah, that I think it actually might stress me out too much. I just don't need anything else in my life that's going to raise my blood pressure.
They're after me.
They're after me.
Send me €1 million. I might start doing that.
We'll find someone at the match for you now who you can scam.
Yeah, we're going to Mayo versus Dublin later. I might find a Mayo man who has, like, land and be like, they're after me, I need a field.
I felt like a traitor this morning. I bought this stunning Maison Margiela Dublin inspired perfume. Yeah, I'm wearing it. Oh, I put it on and I felt like a traitor because I was wearing a Dublin inspired perfume to a Mayo match and I was like, oh, but it smells so good.
It does, and do you know what? I actually think it really does smell like Dublin. I think that smell smells like when you're in a pub in Dublin and there's loads of people there and all the perfumes merge. That's what it smells like to me.
We would highly recommend going out for a sneaky sniff.
Yeah, they have it in Brown Thomas. Actually very fun. If you've listened to the podcast, you know I'm obsessed with perfume. I went in because I wanted to smell it, but I didn't realise that it wasn't out yet, but I was like, oh, they might have testers or something. And I was like just standing at the counter for ages, smelling all the other ones, and the woman comes over to me, she's like, can I help? And I was like, he's out the new one.
Do you have the one that's... And Ali then popped into the group chat immediately and was like, okay, everyone, we need to all smell this perfume. It smells amazing.
And then half the group chat went and fucking bought it and I haven't even got it yet.
So I went down that day when you sent that into the group chat.
Just to smell it.
Well, I was going to be on Grafton Street anyway, so I called into Brian Thomas and I just went straight and asked her. And I was like, my friend came here earlier on. She said that we
don't... Did you actually say that to her?
And told her... Rat you out. And it smells so good.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Actually, there's an anti-ick. There's a what's the opposite of an ick?
A turn on.
A turn on. Good smells.
Yeah. Hot people smell good.
You can be ugly as fuck, but if you smell really good, I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah, I may smell like Dublin, but I'm gonna be cheering Mayo for Sam now.
I'll be happy for Lee Keegan if Mayo win, but I'm cheering for Dublin.
I don't even know if he's playing today.
Is Oisín Mullen playing?
Well, we'll have a look now after, because my dad wasn't very impressed with the turnout, and apparently Dublin are going to be gunning for a win, because if they don't win this, they're gone.
If they don't win this, I'm embarrassed.
This was really embarrassing. Apparently we're turning out a load of 16-year-olds, so, you know, all the people in the match with young eyes will have a great time.
What?
You know how you fancy young ones?
I don't fancy young ones.
Anymore.
Who fancies young ones? Where did that come from?
I feel like half the people we're going to this match with will have their eye on a young fella after the match.
You mean Shannon and Niamh?
I mean everyone. Everyone. Tim, us, all the gang. The gang's all here.
Are we talking about Oisín Mullen? He is young, isn't he? He's like 22 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
At 22, like... I'm only 25.
Like, I think he's younger.
I'm not 30.
And there's definitely younger on the team. But we'll see. We're going to leave you now and we're going to go look at the lineup and go for a pre-match pint with our old friend in the pub.
Yeah, we have this friend, shout out to Eamon from Roscommon, who drinks in the pub in Phibsborough. We're massive fans.
We're basically a stan account from Eamon from Roscommon.
Yeah, so we might go see if Eamon's in the pub and have a drink with him.
We'll keep you updated on Eamon's whereabouts.
We are 25. Follow us on everything at ChatShipPod.
We'll be back when we can actually, like, honestly, this time vortex is beginning to get stressful because we actually, delivering on a Friday is difficult, but we're going to be back in 2 weeks.
We're in Paris in 2 weeks.
we're going to get you something in 2 weeks.
There'll be a new episode soon, and then
follow our pribs for Parisian content in 2 weeks.
Is that your sister outside? Thanks for listening. Bye. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high.